Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Thanks for being part of my week. This is our big week, our 21st anniversary week, and we appreciate you hanging out with us. And somebody else we appreciate very much is Karen Kerrigan, one of my heroes. And I've got a few heroes, folks, I know by name, and she's one of them. President of Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. Nobody, pound for pound, nobody does more for small business than she does. And she has worked tirelessly for a long time, right out of elementary school, working on the things that are helping small businesses. She's right there inside the Beltway. If people want to know what small business owners need in terms of public policy, they contact Karen. Or she contacts them and tells them she knows what they need and weighs in on it, and we're real proud of her. She's an original founding member of our Brain Trust. Karen, welcome back.
Hey, Jim, it's great to be here. Especially before Thanksgiving, because I'm so thankful for you and the Small Business Advocate Show.
I appreciate that very much. And, folks, Karen is one of two remaining 1997 Brain Trust members. As I said, we got her right out of elementary school. Hey, Karen, we've got
still surviving. Still surviving.
That's right. She's a survivor.
I'm never going away.
Exactly. So long-suffering is also another term people use. So Karen, we've got a coming up, a split Congress. The Democrats won the House, and so they're going to be in control of that next year. So now we've got what's called a lame duck session, right? What's going to get done, if anything, in the next month or so?
Well, we hope a lot. I mean, at least we have three key areas that we want done for small businesses and entrepreneurs. You know, we think we have traction on a couple of issues. But, you know, these three key areas that we're working on we think are relatively non-controversial, and also they'll provide a big policy boost for entrepreneurs. We think they need that sort of boost going into 2019 because there's a lot of uncertainties on policy. The economy could slow, things like that. So these three pieces of legislation, the Jobs Act, which is a huge capital formation bill, some health care tax relief through the HIT tax, sort of extending the moratorium for another year because a HIT tax, the health insurance tax, is a tax on small business insurance premiums, and then some small business regulatory improvements, we think could really provide, you know, some juice for small businesses going into 2019, particularly given the uncertainties.
So let's talk about the Jobs Act, this segment. What's in that needs to get done that hasn't already gotten done?
You know, Jim, the Jobs Act 3.0 is a package of 30 capital formation bills that we've been working on over several Congresses. Pieces of it have passed in other, you know, sessions, but it's all come together.
So it's kind of a cleanup act, right?
It's like
a Brunswick stew at the end of the week when you throw all the leftovers together and make a soup out of it, kind of thing.
Right, and the stars have aligned in the House. It passed by a vote of 406-4 in July, and we really got to get some more Senate Democrats on board to get to that 60-vote margin. We just don't see why Senate Democrats won't support it. We're working on it right now. But it includes a lot of good things that will make a difference for capital access, capital formation for small businesses. You know, cleans up a lot of outdated SEC rules and regulation, clarifies some things about how you can raise money, makes it less costly for entrepreneurs to buy or sell businesses by getting rid of some regulations.
Are there nine Democrats? I guess we need nine Democrats that will be more compelled by what's good for small business than their acrimony and their hatred for the president and the Republicans?
You know, I think so. I think so because we're going in.
Because that's the issue. That's the dynamic. That's the dynamic, isn't it?
It is, and also, yes, it is a dynamic. But I think, though, that, you know, they want to be seen And particularly, well, the new House members want to be seen as this, but also the current Senate Democrats want to be seen as sort of people who can get things done, so they have a shot perhaps at taking over the Senate in a couple of years. So we just got to sort of count our votes and see where they are when they come back in session again next week following the Thanksgiving
and,
break.
But there'll only be, what are there, 10 days? How many days of legislation potential are there between now and the new Congress?
Yeah, it's about that, but you never know. They can extend, as you've seen, the Senate is key because they can pass House pass things. They don't have to send it back to the House.
Well, give us one example of something that's really important in this Jobs Act 3.0 that most small business owners will benefit from quickly, very quickly.
Well, there's a piece in there that, you know, entrepreneurs or small businesses, that they go to pitch sessions, you know, these big sort of where they talk to investors.
Right.
You know, it's really – the rules don't provide clarity in terms of whether they're breaking the law if they pitch to investors.
Mm-hmm.
And so this will help clarify and say they could do that without breaking the law.
So they don't get themselves into trouble when they're not educated in that way. Very good idea. Karen, hold on to that thought. Right back after the break, folks, we're going to talk about some healthcare issues and some regulatory issues with Karen Kerrigan. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.